Linda's devotional on Uplifting, Encouraging Spirit FM.
Max Lucado writes, "What kind of people would mock a dying man? The dialogue that Friday morning was bitter, and the words thrown around that day were meant to wound." Reading from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 23. "When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly." Or said more simply, he left the judging to God. Jesus didn't take on the task of seeking revenge. He demanded no apology. He, to the astounding contrary, spoke on their defense, reading from Luke chapter 23, verse 34. "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And when you think about that statement, they really didn't. They hadn't the faintest idea what they were doing. They were a stir-crazy mob, mad at something they couldn't see. So they took it out on, of all people, God. How Jesus, with a body racked with pain, could speak on behalf of some heartless thugs is beyond comprehension. Never have I seen such love. If ever a person deserved a shot at revenge, Jesus did. But he didn't take it. Instead, he died for them. How could he do it? I don't know, but I do know that all of a sudden my wounds seem very painless. My grudges and hard feelings are suddenly childish. Sometimes I wonder if we don't see Christ's love as much in the people he tolerated as in the pain he endured.